is our returning champion, Michael Friedman from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Michael play for a dining room valued at $4,750. Today on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $26,184 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and let us welcome back a fine champion, Michael Friedman. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Jim.
Our college student from Las Vegas. And Michael, you've been doing very well. Not only have you accumulated now $131 in your bank account, so a win with just $44 more, you could have that dining room set worth almost $5,000 Jay was talking about. Yeah. But along the way, you've gotten leads and you're able to buy some nice instant bargains. What you've got a color television, a VCR, that mechanical go-kart, right, the motorized go-kart, and a great trip to New York. So you've done very well.
I've had a great time so far, Jim.
That's nice. That's good. It should be fun. It's nice to win some things, but it should be fun as well. I'm delighted to welcome you back. You're a fine young man and a fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. You should have fun. You're going to sit here and be nervous and all. You should have a good time.
You certainly should.
Who did you bring us?
This contestant can sing with strings from Clovis, California. Give a hearty welcome to Lori Reed.
Hello there, Lori.
And next, this gentleman once won a celebrity look-alike contest from Clementon, New Jersey. Here's Mitch Algarten.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi. See you a little later with your Mrs. Barber, Summer. Mitch, you won a celebrity look-alike contest.
That's right. I was a look-alike for Woody Allen, but it's not as impressive as it sounds. Half of the contestants were women.
Oh, well, you had a pretty good chance of looking like Woody Allen.
Right. So.
Nice to have you here, Mitch.
Thank you.
Lori, you sing with strings? What
yeah,
does that mean?
I'm a musician in a country western band, and I play about 5 instruments, so we have a new record coming out in about a month.
Well, terrific. That's nice. Well, we wish you well with that. Maybe
Thank
we'll
you.
See Lori Reed's group up there at the Grand Ole Opry, right?
I hope so.
Nice to have you here. Good luck to you here today. $20 starts all 3 players off, and we'll get started with this question. In which state can you drive from the city of Dayton to the city of Akron? Michael.
Ohio.
Ohio it is, just beating every one of the buzzers. $5 for the correct answer. Michael goes to 25. When a ship sinks, it's said to be visiting whose locker, Michael?
Davy Jones.
Davy Jones's locker, 2 in a row with the champion to 30. The Stanislavski method is a way of, Mitch?
Learning how to play the violin.
No. Could you see Marlon Brando sitting there saying, Stella! No, the Stanislavski method, that's an acting. That's a method of acting. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, down to 15. Named from the Greek for sweet root, this usually black confection is flavored by the root of a plant with the same name. Michael.
Cocoa.
No. Licorice. Licorice is from a plant of the same name, and the champion takes a backward step, losing 5 to 25. According to one optimistic adage, every cloud has, Mitch?
A silver lining.
You got it. Mitch is back to the $20 mark. Yeah. It is time now for an instant bargain. Whenever an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Also, a sales surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Mitch, or Michael, you have a $5 lead over Lori and Mitch. Keep that in mind. $5 lead, and with that lead, you can buy this.
Michael, anybody's little girl would love this exquisite bridal doll. A lovely hand-painted porcelain face with realistic glass eyes in a wedding dress of imported lace, furnished by Christmas Fantasy. This doll is normally priced at $625. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
I do have a 3-week-old niece.
What?
I have a 3-week-old niece.
Oh, you do? Oh, I was concerned. I thought, hey, college student and a doll and single college. Well, you know what I was thinking too, Michael? You could put a light under it, and when the light goes on, it's... You like the doll, Michael? You've got a 3... Now, you've got a $5 lead. You would be in a tie if you bought it. If you were nice enough to give this doll to your 3-week-old niece, it was nice how you helped me there, I would give you $200 in cash. Your niece has an antique doll worth over $600. You've got $200 in cash, and we've got a 3-way tie, and everybody's happy. Going once.
Take it, Michael.
Going twice.
Take it, Michael.
No sir.
You know,
with your video machine, don't tape this show and show it to her in a few years. She's not going to like that. That's a toughie for a college student. Back to business with us. What sport is governed by the Marquess of Queensberry? Michael.
Boxing.
Boxing. Prize fighting, you're right, and Michael goes to 30. What do the letters VE signify, as in, Michael?
Victory in Europe.
As in VE Day. Victory in Europe is exactly what it is. You're looking a little young for that, Michael, but you're right, you got another five. A befuddled man named Yossarian is the main character in a best-selling novel by Joseph Heller. Michael.
Catch 22.
Catch 22 is exactly what it is, and Michael doubles the score of the other players. Going to 40. Time now for the Fame Game, as the players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in Scotland in 1930 and was given the first name Thomas. My preoccupation with bodybuilding paid off with jobs as a swim trunk model. I appeared in British films and TV, such American films as Murder on the Orient Express and A Bridge Too Far. But I'm probably best known for my continuing role in the James Bond film, Laurie.
Roger Moore?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, and we will clear the board and continue. Michael?
Sean Connery.
That's the one. Yes, it's Sean Connery. And as all the players know, when we clear the board, you can buzz in. Michael didn't need any more information. He's got a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You found some good things. What are you going to find right now? What number looks good?
I'll take lucky number seven.
And behind number seven, we have
$500 in cash. That goes right into your pocket. Michael continues his winning ways, and Mitch and Laurie have got to try to catch him right after we take time out for this. Michael is already within $4 of the $44 that he needs with the win for the dining room set worth almost $5,000. And right now he enjoys a $20 lead over Mitch and Laurie. Let's get back to business. On what part of her body would a woman wear a tiara? Mitch.
Her head.
Yeah, unless she's a little kinky. Yeah, that's right. It is on her head. You've got another five. Mitch goes to 25. According to Paul Anka's hit record of the 50s, where should you put your head? Mitch.
On my shoulder.
You got it. Two in a row for Mitch. Pulls it within $10 of Michael. All right. Name the musical instrument that is sometimes referred to as a mouth organ. Mitch.
A harmonica.
Three in a row for Mitch. Pulls it within $5 of Michael. The adjective hepatic refers to the largest gland in the human body. Michael.
The liver.
Liver is what it is. A champion is heard from, and he goes to 45. Well, Michael, your lead now is $10 over Mitch. So think about that as you think about maybe buying this.
Michael, here's a picture-perfect gift. This great 35mm camera. It's a versatile camera with interchangeable components. Virtually eliminates the need for handheld meters with lens. Furnished by Sammy's Camera. This great camera is normally priced at $989. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $9.
Well, Michael, now this you can use. This you can use. Beautiful camera worth almost $1,000. You can have it for $9. You're still very, very near the money that you need for that lovely dining room set. Your lead would be cut to $1, but ample opportunity to build it back up. How confident are you? I'll give you that camera and $300 in cash for $9. You'd have a $1 lead. Going once, going twice, and he's confident. He's buying. You got the camera. You've got the cash.
Goodbye,
and $9 it cost, a $1 lead for Michael over Mitch. Back to this. The male and female varieties of this animal are hart and hind. Mitch.
Deer.
Deer is what it is, red deer to be specific. Mitch goes into the lead now by four. Styles of what product bear the names of Duncan Fife and Thomas? Michael?
Cookies.
No. No, that's Duncan Hines, Michael. That's it. No, Duncan Fife and Thomas Chippendale. It's all furniture. It's probably not waterbeds, but furniture. And the champion loses a valuable $5 down to 31. In the book The Scarlet Letter, what letter, Mitch?
A.
That's the letter for adulteress embroidered on Hester Prize dress. Mitch again, remember the correct answer goes to 45. Each year, more than 40 million people land or take off from the world's busiest airport. Mitch?
O'Hare.
In Chicago, Illinois, you are right. O'Hare it is. And Mitch hits the $50 mark. After a $30 million refurbishing, she will reappear. Michael?
Statue of Liberty.
On July 4th, 1986, you are right. Statue of Liberty it is. Yes. Michael gets her from. He goes to 36. Very interesting. $30 million it's costing to refurbish the Statue of Liberty. In 1884, when it was built, it only cost $530,000 to build it. Time marches on. We'll be right back. Just chatting with the players, we're saying to Mitch with the Woody Allen look-alike, I said, I really should have said that you look like Sean Connery. And you said, what?
On a good day.
On a good day, yes, definitely. Incidentally, he was saying with Michael picking things up along the way, someone on the staff told me, now with prizes on the Fame Game and instant bargains, Michael, are you aware at this point that you've picked up over $9,800 in cash and prizes without even buying a major prize? Very good player. But right now, the champion is trailing. It is Mitch in the lead. He's having a very good day. He's at 50, Michael at 36, Laurie at 20. And once again, the Fame Game. $15 money card added. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in Encino, California in 1951. I got my doctorate at Stanford. I answered an ad in the campus paper and was one of more than 1,000 women to apply for 6 openings.
Mitch, Sally Ride.
You are right. The first woman in space, Sally Ride it is. Mitch, now, with those numbers, which one looks good to you?
Number 4.
And behind number 4, we have
$400. Okay, again.
Now, that's a tough decision for a challenger. You can put $400 in your pocket, or you can pass on that and try to find a money card to add to your score.
I'm going to take the $400.
Going to get that $400. Yeah, get something in your pocket. You've got the lead.
Right.
So, I don't know about whether it's the right decision or not, but certainly you've got $400 that is yours to keep. Money cards stay up there. We'll add 25 later. Back with us. What was received by William Schrader, Barney Clark, and Mary... Michael.
An artificial heart.
And Mary Hayden, that is exactly right. Artificial heart it is, and the check-in goes up to the $40 mark. It'll be $9 of Mitch. In what milestone year did John Hancock set his signature, Michael?
1776.
On the Declaration of Independence, 2 in a row for the champion. You are right. Michael goes up to $4 of Mitch. Name the Oscar-winning actor who starred in They Call Me Mr. Tibbs and Mitch, Michael.
Sidney Poitier.
And in the heat of the night, I was going to say it's Sidney Poitier it is. And Michael now leads by $1 with an instant bargain. And Michael, you can buy this.
Michael, take the plunge for adventure with the sensational assortment of scuba gear. And most everything you'll need to get your feet wet with deep sea diving, including a wetsuit, air tanks, snorkel set, and scuba lessons. It's yours with a gift certificate from Sports Chalet. This scuba gear is normally priced at $1,720. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$15. $15. Now, you go to school, you're near the beach, you're going on a trip to New York. You could walk across the Hudson River in this. $1,720 worth of scuba gear. Have you ever thought about scuba? Or have you ever tried it?
I have a terrible fear of drowning.
Well, that's why you use this, Michael. I'm trying to sell this now. This will help you there. You look very dumb, David, I must say. No, it's $1,720 worth of gear. Would cost $15 normally. Since you're a little fearful, I will knock $7 off the price. You can have it for $8. You would be trailing by $7 if you bought it. Going once.
Bye, Mike.
Going twice.
Go
no sale. Doesn't want to walk across the Hudson. You look great in Central Park in that in New York, too. We'll be right back right after this. The champion has enough money for that dining room set worth almost $5,000, but of course he must win, and his lead right now is a slender $1. Michael at 51, Mitch at 50. Laurie, come on, you can get going. There's time. You're at 20, but back with this. With which theatrical art do we associate the names Anamapho, Robert, Mitch?
Opera.
Opera. They are Robert Merrill and Maria Callas. I was going to say they're all opera singers. You're right. Mitch bounces back into the lead by 4. Name the historic canal which connects the Great Lakes to the Hudson. Michael.
Hudson Canal.
Nope. The Erie Canal. The Erie Canal. Please don't shout out an answer in the audience. That would be very unfair to the players. Don't do that. Michael answered incorrectly. He loses 5. It is the Erie Canal. This nation calls its flag the tricolor. Its national anthem, Michael.
France.
The Marseillaise, and the nation is indeed France. And champion bounces right back with another 5. Yes. Third and final crack of that Fame Game board, and somewhere up there is a big $25 money card. A famous person. I was born in 1926 with the last name Ruse. At college, I got a law degree and experimented with student politics. In 1955, I was sentenced to prison when I unsuccessfully started a revolution against President Fulgencio Batista. When Mitch, just beating Michael.
Castro.
Castro was exactly right, and Mitch gets that ticket aboard.
All right. Give me that 25 behind number 6.
And behind number 6, we have a recliner. Lazy Boys Recliner Rocker Chair. You may enjoy quality and comfort as you rock, recline, or relax. Furnished by Lazy Boy.
Great.
$449 recliner. And Mitch, our prize people are grateful that you reversed yourself as a 25. Yay, the recliner. Just what I where were those big money cards?
Behind the number 9, the number 2, and the number 3.
Number 3 had that big 25. Well, a good game goes down to the wire. We finish it up with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? And it is the challenger, Mitch, in the lead. Mitch, you're at 55. Michael trails by 4 at 51. Lori at 20, but a lot of questions. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, in what national park would you find Old Faithful? Michael.
Yellowstone.
Right. What does a deciduous tree lose? Mitch.
Leaves.
Right. In what sport do they award a green jacket for winning? Michael.
Golf.
Right. According to the classic Fats Domino song, where do I find Michael?
Blueberry Hill.
Right. What intimate item of feminine apparel is sometimes thrown at weddings? Michael.
Garter.
Right. In which state can you visit Pike's Peak? Mitch.
Colorado.
Right. According to legend, who was Queen Guinevere's husband? Michael.
King Arthur.
Right. How many signs of the zodiac are there? Mitch.
12.
Right. What artist did Charlton Heston portray? Michael.
Michelangelo.
Right. Name the Christian holiday that commemorates the crucifixion. Mitch. Michael.
Easter.
Wrong. What is the capital and largest city in Sweden? Michael.
Stockholm.
Right. What country was once ruled by Ferdinand and Isabella? Michael.
Spain.
Right. What Texas city is home to the manned spacecraft center? Michael.
Austin.
Wrong. What is the special term we give to a triangle which has three, Mitch?
Equilateral.
Right. Time is up and Michael has won it again. By $6. He is great in that speed round. And he pulled it out again with the speed round. Back to a fine champion in a moment. I had to check that score very closely with that. And yes, Mitch answered correctly. A triangle with three equal sides is equilateral. The manned spacecraft center is not in Austin, but in Houston, Texas, Michael. And the crucifixion is commemorated. That is Good Friday, not Easter, but Good Friday for the crucifixion. And you're right, I didn't finish it. Classic Fats Domino song, Where Do I Find My Thrill? On Blueberry Hill, said Fats. And you were again correct, even though we didn't get a chance to finish it. The green jacket for winning the Masters Golf Tournament. Golf is exactly what it was. And Michael again was very strong in that speed round. We congratulate him. Got to say goodbye to Mitch. And Mitch, if you had found a money card up there, we might have been having you as the new champion, but you've done well with the recliner, $475. In cash. You are well over $900 in cash and prizes. Thank you for a very well played game. Lori, not allowed to mention your group, but I'll remember the name Lori Reed and I'll look for your pretty face and hopefully you have a big hit album. Thank you for joining us as well. But Michael Friedman, our champion, is going back here shopping with me. Come on, Michael. Well, congratulations. Speed round did it again. It was. If he had found a money card up there that third time instead of the recliner, he would have been breathing heavy. Well, adding your total from today to your previous total, you're up to $212 in your bank account. With $212, Michael, just say yes and you can walk away with this.
Here's a tasty addition to your decor, a dining room set. A beautiful mahogany table with bronze mounts. A reproduction of a style popular in 19th century France with 4 antique rosewood chairs furnished by George George's and Sons. This dining room set normally priced at $4,750. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
You have $212. So very easily you can take that dining room set and leave should you decide not to take it. Put your money in the bank. Of course, we change our sales merchandise every 5 shows, so everything is going to change. And if you wanted to come back with your $212, the next thing up the line, and you are just $48 away with another win, is a beautiful ladies' fur jacket. Just what every young single man needs in Las Vegas. Well, listen, you could have bought the doll and put the fur jacket on the doll. After that, there's going to be a beautiful speedboat for $340. We always have a nice trip. An African safari trip could be yours for $445. And we always have a beautiful automobile. And, of course, get the $750 and we will give you everything we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $66.
Is growing. We started $50,000. We keep adding $1,000. We're up to $66,000 right now. So, Michael, you've got $212. You can easily afford that dining room set. Take the dining room set and leave with everything else you've picked up. And as I believe we said, you're around $10,000 already, for which we already congratulate you. Or put your money in the bank. Play on. Ladies' fur coat will be next on the next show. You think about it for just a moment. And while he's thinking about that, I do invite you to watch this. Champion Mike. Michael Friedman, and Michael and I were just talking, and he was saying he's seen people come and they don't buy anything and they leave with nothing. And, well, your way of playing has certainly paid off. You've already got almost $10,000 worth of wonderful things, including that trip to New York. That is not at risk. That is yours, whether you won or lost, of course, all of that. Your decision right now is $212 will buy you the dining room set. Take it and leave, or put your money in the bank. Everything changes. The lady's fur will be next with a beautiful speedboat, the next thing up the line. Michael, what's it going to be?
Well, I'm not sure why, Jim, but I think I'd rather have a lady's fur coat than a dining room table.
Well, it is the next thing, and there are some other wonderful things as well. So you're going to put your money in the bank. All right, we'll put another $1,000 up there. $67,000 in two new challenges. Next time, we'll sail the century. Have a nice weekend. See you on Monday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Be great.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.